Short story number 33, The Blue Hawaiian, by Larry Vardaman. Jeanette and I have taken many trips to Hawaii. We visited every island and enjoyed them all. Each island is distinctive and has a culture of its own. We've had so many adventures that I can hardly wait to tell you some of them. I've decided to record a few in a new series entitled Hawaiian Tales. I had accepted a new full-time position at the Institute for Creation Research in 1989 and needed a vacation from several years of heavy work at Christian Heritage College without much relaxation. We decided to spend a week on Kauai in Honolulu for our 24th wedding anniversary. We had never been there, but so many of our friends recommended it, we decided to go see for ourselves. I couldn't imagine it was all that much different from San Diego, where we had lived for the previous 7 years. After all, they were both tropical, right? But we found there was little similarity to Southern California, and it was a wonderful retreat. We were scheduled to fly into Honolulu on American Airlines and spend 3 hours before transferring by Hawaiian Airlines to Kauai. We had planned to walk around the airport looking at the tropical trees and plants that would be new to us while we waited. But our first surprise struck us squarely in the face when we stepped off the plane into the hot, muggy weather of a June afternoon at Honolulu International. We were expecting the cool tropical breezes you see on a Hawaiian travel poster. We hadn't walked more than 100 yards with our carry-on luggage when we were dripping with perspiration and wilting with fatigue. "We can't stay outdoors in this heat and humidity," I said to Jeanette. "Let's go to the Hawaiian Airlines terminal and wait there in the air conditioning." On the way to the waiting area, we passed a bar and a restaurant that was decked out to look like a Hawaiian village. We seldom enter a restaurant that has a bar because we don't drink, but this looked like such an attractive place compared to a passenger lounge that we decided to wait there until departure. It was very pleasant in the cool restaurant with palm trees and tropical flowers decorating the room. We weren't hungry because we'd eaten on the plane, but we were thirsty from the hot, humid walk on the outdoor walkway from the American Airlines terminal. I looked at a plastic drink menu perched on a metal stand at the head of the table, displaying colorful tropical drinks. There were red-colored punches, yellow-colored Mai Tais, and a blue-colored drink called a Blue Hawaiian. They were served in exotic-looking glasses with wedges of pineapple, bananas, and cherries attached to plastic or wooden toothpicks. Some were even served in hollowed-out pineapples. When the waitress came to take our order, I told her we weren't hungry but would be interested to know if any of the drinks came without alcohol. She said there were a few punches that could be made without alcohol, and there was a non-alcoholic Mai Tai. "What about the Blue Hawaiian?" I asked. "Can it be made without alcohol?" She replied, "Yeah, I think so. It normally comes with vodka, but I'll ask the bartender if he can leave that out." "Great," I said, "and if he can't make it that way, we'll just have punch." A few minutes later, our waitress returned with two large glasses of the most beautiful blue drinks I've ever seen, containing pineapple wedges and cherries and a paper umbrella each. They looked like two tropical islands floating on a sea of blue. They must be intended to represent Hawaii in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, I thought. I took a sip. Wow, that was good. It tasted like a mixture of pineapple juice and grenadine with a slight minty flavor. What a refreshing drink. I drank more deeply, and before I knew it, my glass was empty. I looked across at Jeanette, and with a smile, she emptied her glass as well. "Would you like another?" I said. "Sure. Are you buying?" she replied, with a slight slur to her speech. "Why not? I'd fly you to the moon if you want," I said. After a second virgin Blue Hawaiian each, we boarded our plane for Kauai and spent a wonderful, relaxing week in what became one of our favorite vacation destinations. During that week, we ordered several more virgin Blue Hawaiians at various restaurants before we returned home to San Diego and decided it had become our favorite drink. The following year, Jeanette and I ate at a famous Polynesian restaurant on Shelter Island in San Diego and ordered a Blue Hawaiian to celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary and to remember our trip to Hawaii. When I placed our order for two Virgin Blue Hawaiians, our server informed us there was no such thing as a Virgin Blue Hawaiian. "What?" I exclaimed. "My wife and I ordered several in Hawaii last year. The servers told us they prepared Blue Hawaiians without the vodka, and they were great. Can't you do that here?" The waiter replied, "Sure, we can hold the vodka, but if we leave in the Caracao, it won't be a virgin drink. The Caracao is a special liquor that makes it blue." No wonder we had such a great time in Hawaii the year before.